thee in the spirit, and saith, Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given to this generation. And he left them, and entering into the ship again, departed to the other side. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, Why reason you because you have no bread? Perceive you not yet, neither understand? Have your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see you not? And having ears, hear you not? And do you not remember? When I break the five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? They said unto him, 12. And when the seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took you up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, How is it that you do not understand? Let us pray at this time. Every head bowed and eyes closed. We go to the Lord in prayer at this time before the message. Dear God, we thank you again, Lord, for just blessing us being your house once again, the house of the Lord. And dear God, we just praise you and thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. And thank you, Lord, for what we have heard and seen so far this morning. Thank you for, Lord, you've been glorified and magnified through everything. And pray that, Lord, you be magnified through the preaching of your word. And dear God, we pray that you fill our pastor with the Spirit of God and give him power and give him liberty. Pray that you use him, dear Lord, and speak through him to us. We pray, God, that hearts will be stirred and pray souls will be saved, life be changed, Christians be encouraged in the Lord. And Lord, we thank you what you're going to do. And we ask these things in Christ's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
All right. If you can make sure that other mic's on, too, that mic right over here, that mic, and make sure both this mic and that mic is on.
Needing strength for my journey, I knelt at the cross where Jesus once died for me, and I ask, this is the place where hope abides, and this he has sent to me. Beyond the cross is a tomb that is empty. You won't find me there anymore. And beyond that tomb is a life everlasting and hope forevermore. Then I sought reassurance, and I went to the tomb, to the place where his body once laid. And I cried, Lord, help me see, is there hope here for me? And this I heard him say, Behind the cross is a tomb that is empty. You won't find me there anymore. And beyond the tomb is life everlasting and hope forevermore. Beyond
chapter 8. Thank you. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Thank you so much. God bless you. Outstanding. Music has just been outstanding. And thank you so much. You bless my heart. Now for the most important part of the day. The most important part of the day. God speaking to us through His Word. The Bible. I hope you have an old King James Bible. Somewhere by you there. I hope you share with somebody if they don't have a Bible. The day the disciples forgot to bring the bread. We're going to talk about this here, this lesson here, and break some things down. That will be a great help to us, no doubt about it. In Mark chapter 8, verse 11, as you can see on down. And we'll pick up here in verse 14. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, verse 14. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. In verse 15. And of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? How have your heart yet hardened? Having eyes to see ye not? Having ears, hear ye not? And do you not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They say unto him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? God help us. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, open our eyes once again. That's right. May we have ears to hear that you gave us and hear out of them. Eyes to see out of eyes you've given us. The wonderful truths in your word. Forgive us, please. Empower us with your spirit for Christ's sake. Bless each one here in a special way that are listening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Several things I want you to notice. I want you to notice that the Bible says in verse 16, and they reason among themselves. They reason among themselves, saying it is because we have no bread. That's why Jesus is saying here, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Now you and I know they weren't comprehending it. The poison of these Pharisees, the religious people, the damnable doctrine, the corruption. And he said, beware of them. But they weren't understanding that he was talking about that. They thought it was because that they forgot to bring bread. They thought he was talking about food. And Jesus was trying to tell them, beware of this bad doctrine. These are wolves. Are you paying attention? Hep, up here. Up here, please. Look up here. Up here, not down there. Up, hep, hey. I might have to get this cordless mic, start walking on pews. I believe they're tempting me to do it. Do we got anything out of this if I need it? Because it looks like I'm going to have to need this. And so I'm just going to be ready if I got to jump in somebody's face this morning. Put your cell phone away. Put your cell phones away, please. And got to have your attention. Got to have your attention. If you see me running down here jumping on the pier, you're going to know why. I'll be right in their face, okay? Because I want to try to help them, all right? Now pay attention. Look up here. Look up here. Hopefully I don't got to run down there, okay? Make a deal with you. If you pay attention and you pay attention, I don't have to go right in your face there if I don't have to. Now, I want you to see what the Bible says here in verse 16. And they reason among themselves, verse 16, saying it is because we have no bread. Underline that. They reason among themselves. They talk to each other. And they gripe to each other. They complain to each other. They ask each other. And, you know, and I wrote down here, we need to tell our doubts and all our fears to Jesus first. I mean, when we don't understand what's going on, instead of talking among ourselves, instead of putting on Facebook somewhere, instead of putting out there a social network somewhere, why don't we just go to Jesus and say, Lord, why? What are you trying to say here? This is what I think you're trying to say here. Why do we got to tell the world, go to the world, when we need to tell it to Jesus first? Thank God for people, but we need to bring our burdens to God. And we're quickly to run to our friend, quickly to run to the Facebook, quickly to run to, hey, why don't we just say, this is the way it is in the Lord, we're coming to you. We're not among ourselves. What is going on here? Good night. You know, most of our problems, hey, look up here. Most of our problems can be taken care of in the prayer closet. Most of our problems can be taken care of just reading the Bible. Let God speak to us. Yet when we don't understand something, yet when we have a complaint, yet when we think something is this way and that way, we're going to so many people and God's standing right there saying, why don't you just come to me? I'll explain it to you. And they should have went right to Jesus. So we talk about leaven. We talk about leaven, the Lord. We talk about leaven here of the Pharisees. We talk about leaven of the Pharisees who are quickly to go and talk about things. And God is a jealous God and he's every right to be jealous. He's an angry God at times. He gets ticked off at us sometimes. I don't blame him. That's right. Hey, you know what? He's the God of the universe. He loves us more than anybody loves us. He cares more than anybody cares. He's the wisest of all wises. Why is he the last person that we go to? On our knees in prayer. Talking to God. Asking God for wisdom. Asking God for understanding. We won't wreck our lives. And so, the Bible says in verse 16, they reason among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And that's another thing, our pride, we think we got all the answers. They're wrong. We think we got all the answers. We don't have all the answers, friend. I haven't arrived, you haven't arrived. There's things I don't understand. We need humble men to cry before God, weep before God. We need humble ladies, and go to God. We don't understand it all. A lot of times we think it's this way and ain't it that way. How many times were we wrong? How many times were you wrong? It's very important that we see that. Let's quit trying to play the guessing game. Let's stop being a know-it-all. Let's remember that Jesus knows everything. Amen? Turn to Psalms 139. Let's remember Jesus knows everything. Psalms 139. Look at verse 1. Look at some of you too lazy to turn in your Bibles. Now, you don't have Bibles, some of you, but you can listen, okay? But some of them got Bibles. They're too lazy. They're lazy fingers this morning. Get Psalms 139 and turn in your Bible. Psalms 139, please. Look at verse 1. O Lord, thou hast what? Search me and what? Know me. Thou knowest my what? My down sitting and my what? Uprising. Thou understandest my what? Thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. I want to pause and say this. You know when they were walking and talking among themselves? And they were saying, hey, Jesus is talking about bread. We forgot bread. That's the reason why. Another person said, no, that's not what he's talking about. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. All that time, Jesus knew what they were talking about. He knows what you're talking about in your bedroom. Mama don't know. Daddy don't know. Pastor don't know. Shh, mom and dad's coming. Oh, Jesus is already there. Shh, preacher's coming. A lot of times I walk up to people, they have a little beer cans, they try to cover it up in the bag, and they try to push it out, and sometimes they spill it, and the beer comes on the floor. Jesus was there. Thank God you don't respect me, but you better respect Jesus. He sees you drinking the beer. Amen. Someone said he had a cigarette and they hit it behind him, tried to hide it, and smoke was going up behind the head. Jesus knows about you smoking. Jesus knows about you smoking. One of them chewing tobacco. Talking to older preachers coming. It all came out. He couldn't hold it so much. Jesus knows about the chewing tobacco before the preacher comes. Somebody say amen. I said, Jesus knows all about your struggles. He knows about your pain. He knows about your sorrow. He knows about your grief. What do you think? He doesn't doesn't know. He made your eyes, he can see you. He made your ears, he can hear you. Come on, somebody say amen. Look what it says here. For there's not a word, in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Let's learn this. If we ain't got something good to say about somebody, let's just pray for them. Don't talk about them. Don't talk about them on Facebook. Don't put them on MySpace, whatever you spoke, whatever your space you're on, wherever you're at. Amen. Don't text. Send a text. God knows all about it. Pray for them. Watch your words. Watch how you talk about people. You better be careful anyway. They're God's people. Amen. God created them. And if they're born again, they're his children. So you better be careful about talking about God's children. You talk about my children, I get mad. I get upset. I get angry. And you ought to feel the same way about your children. And what in God's name are you going to talk about somebody for? Hello? What are you going to gripe and complain for? Oh, how are we going to work this bill out? God's bigger than the bill. Don't be like those people that we talk about. They couldn't go to the promised land because they were scared of the giants. God can take you into the land. And verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. He's so big. He's so great. He's so wonderful. He's so mighty. He knows everything about us. Now go back to Mark, if you will, in chapter 8. He knew about their conversation. I said he's in tune. Let's be careful with the conversations. Let's be careful. Let's be encouragement to each other. Mark chapter 8. I want you to go to Mark chapter 8, if you will, in your Bible. And I want you to notice here, and they reason among themselves, it is because we have no bread. Let's be very careful what we say as husband and wives. Let's be careful what we say as brothers and sisters. Let's be careful what we say as children to the parents, and the parents to the children. We better be positive. We better know what we're talking about. We better be glorifying to God. No, Jesus is not talking about that. You're wrong. You're wrong, disciples. You're wrong. You're wrong what you're saying. You think you're right, but you're wrong. Be careful with the mouth what you say. Be careful with little ears what you hear. Be careful with the eyes what you see. I want you to notice that. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 through 16 says, we have a high priest which can be touched with all our infirmities. He knows all about how we feel. He knows all of our doubts. He knows all our struggles. He cares. He loves us. He's aware of it. Let's tell it to him when we're confused. There's things that are going to confuse us. There's things in the Bible that confuses us. The people that will be successful in this room will say, God, open my eyes. I can't understand that book. And there's a Holy Spirit that will give you understanding of this book. And you go farther than you ever read. And I'm telling you, your biggest failures are Bible failures. It's because you don't ask God to help you to understand. I believe every bit of it that girl cried. I believe every bit of it she wept in a country she couldn't understand. She couldn't read. And God sent an angel from above. I believe God sends angels. And that angel taught that young person. And then she cried and said, help me to understand this book. And God sent an angel to help her to read. I believe every bit of it. I believe that that person from the jungles of Africa that was weeping and crying and couldn't read. And God gave understanding. I believe you cry. I believe you say, God, give me understanding. I believe you pray, God will give you understanding. Truth of the matter is, you think things are more important than the Bible. There's nothing more important than understanding the Bible. They should have went to Jesus and asked him. I want you to notice something else in verse 17. And when Jesus knew it, he said to them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Verse 17. Why reason because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? I want you to think about this here. Christ is asking. He's still asking. He's still asking. Why are you reasoning? Perceive ye not? You don't understand? I believe Christ is still saying, you don't understand? You still ain't comprehending? I divided the Red Sea. You ain't comprehending? I knocked the walls down in Jericho, brought my people in the land. You still don't understand? I stopped the mouth of the lion with Daniel in the lion's den. You still don't understand? I fed the millions of people in the wilderness. You still don't understand? I blessed the people. I brought down kingdoms. I showed you I'm King of Kings. let you understand. I made the sun, I made the moon, I made the stars, I made the universe. We understand. We understand. I put food on your table, clothes on your back, a roof over your head. What do you understand? You forgot about that car that I blessed you with. You forgot about that house I blessed you with. You forgot about that college bill I paid. What's wrong with you? What are you dialing for? I'm the one that gave you that job. I'm the one that protected you up and down the highway. What is it you don't understand? We grieve. We grope. We get scared. I get mad at myself. We have financial needs in our church. There's a God that brought us from the community center. There's a God that brought us into YMCA. There's a God that helped us pay our bills all these years. What in God's name is wrong with us when we start to wonder and fear how the bills are going to be paid? And we look at the gas prices going up. God can bring them down. We look at the society, people losing their houses. God gives us houses. We look at people losing their jobs. God gives jobs. We look at people with bad health problems. God gives health. I get so frustrated at us. I feel so sorry for God. I feel so sorry for Him. He promised to open unto us the windows of heaven if we'll tithe and give. He promised He'll remove the curse. He promised to rebuke the devourer, Satan. I feel so sad for God. I get so mad at myself. Can God provide a table in the wilderness? Can God help? Yes, He can. He's a doctor when we need Him. He's a nurse when you need Him. He's a judge when you need Him. He's a lawyer when you need Him. He's your light in your darkness. He's wisdom when we're foolish. He's comfort when we're in pain. When the thorns of life are getting us, He'll be the rose. When we're down in the valley, He'll be our lily. The Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. My God shall provide your every need. Call upon me, I'll answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things you know not. You don't know it's not. Hey, He said, get it. He said, pray in secret. I'll reward you openly. You that get in your prayer closet, He said, He'll reward you openly. What in God's name is wrong with us? I get so mad at us. Why don't we spend more time alone with God? Why don't we talk to Him in our prayer closet? Why don't we get alone with God and talk with Him? People spend more time on Facebook than they do God. They spend more time texting than we do God. We spend more time on the phone than we do. Let's call up Jesus. Let's call up Jesus. Somebody say amen. Little kids, teenagers, adults need to call on the Lord. Isn't that right? I beg of you. I plead with you. Let the Lord speak to you. He said, verse 18, having eyes. Look what He said here. See not. Having ears. Hear not. And do you not remember? See, if you're not careful, some of you addicted to your phone right now. You ain't listening to a word God's saying. It's one reason why you can't hear. He's so much into your phone. You wouldn't even have a phone if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't even have the eyes to see it. Let you so stinking addicted to a phone, you can't even listen to God. You can't even see what God's trying to tell you. If you're not careful, the things of this world will block your minds. You look at that movie, the wicked movies and the wicked music, it'll clog your brain. You won't even think right. I'm talking about the devil. We'll see to it. You can't even remember. You're too busy looking at what the devil has in time to get the bait, to get your eyes, to get your ears, get your mind off the devil's kingdom. Get your mind after Satan's finished with your sorrow, after Satan finished with your pain, after Satan's help ruin your future. Just look to God. Look to Jesus. Somebody say amen. Distracted by the things of this world. So easy to forget. So easy to forget, friend. He said, and do ye not remember? I fed thousands of people with a few loaves of bread. Thousands were fed. You watch. Could you imagine I love me a fish fillet, don't you? Well, I love the fish fillets, don't you? Can you imagine God putting fish fillet down here and that fish fillet turning into thousands and thousands right in front of you, all fish fillets right in front of your sight? Every one of you get a fish fillet. Piles of fish fillet. Out of one fish fillet, it's just spread it all downstairs. Fish fillets everywhere. Fish fillets. Fish fillets. How about that, Brother George? How about that, Brother Johnson? How about that, Trip Over? Hey, George! I mean, right in front of your eyes. Man, if God did all that, what are you worrying about if we forgot bread? That's the way we are. Really, that's just the way we are. They forgot. People of Israel forgot. They griped and complained, wanted to go back to Egypt. Much as the more God did for them, the more they forgot. And it seems to me the more that God has done for people, and people quickly forget. Don't ever forget how good God's been to you. Don't ever forget how God has blessed you. Don't ever forget about where you came from, and people can quickly forget. We're raising up a generation of church kids that seen the blessing of God, that seen the movement of God, that seen the provision of God, and yet they've forgotten. They don't even go to church. They can't make it back tonight. They don't want anything to do with God. They don't want to serve God. They forgot how God blessed them in a Christian home. How does somebody say amen? Don't you ever forget how good God is. Don't you forget how great He is to you. How He kept you from sin and kept you from wrecking your life and kept you from jail, kept you from prison. Somebody say amen. God's been good to you. And don't forget about Him. He's a wonderful Savior. He's been very good to you. Don't forget where you came from. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Don't forget where you came from, okay? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget where you came from. God takes a nobody, makes them somebody, then they think they're everybody. Isn't that right? Am I telling the truth? God takes a nobody, He makes them somebody, then they think they're what? Everybody. But you want to know what? We all need God, friend. I don't want to forget where I came from. I don't want to forget I was a project boy on my way to hell without hope. I never want to forget how God saved me and changed me. Blessed me with a wonderful wife and